Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside.
And I'm John Wine.
Like the drink, I married a great name and man.
We've been married for 21 years.
But we've been together for 29 years.
We have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy.
John is a petroleum engineer.
And Amy is a marriage therapist.
We have decided to try and work together, bringing you this podcast. We know from experience that relationships aren't perfect, far from it.
And Amy has worked with hundreds of couples in a large private practice in Texas.
You can get those sparks aflying with some tips and tricks we've learned by making a lot of marriage mistakes.
And from all of Amy's professional work with couples, hey, you should be married to a marriage therapist.
So if you want to have a marriage on fire,
here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's Amy with the Marriage on Fire podcast. How are you today? This world is in complete and utter chaos. Are you in chaos or are you just relaxing through it, sitting back, watching the world happen around you without a worry in the world? I don't know how many people are actually in that mode without a worry in the world. I know I'm not, but I know something about worries, and I don't want to sit here and talk to you about the virus because you can find out everything you need to know about the virus in other places. I want to talk to you about your relationships in your house during this crisis. I want to talk to you about your personal emotional well-being during this crisis. Because what we're finding is mental health, we're in like week 2, pretty much in the US, maybe a little longer, but mental health is rising up. And President Trump, no matter what you believe about him or don't, I don't care either way, but it's not politics. He said that his worry is with the economic crisis on top of the crisis of the virus, that he expects suicides to rise dramatically. And I'm going to say, I agree with him on that. And it is scaring me. In fact, in my counseling center, we're trying to figure out ways that we can serve in a free manner while still bringing in income to support our therapists and keep them employed and their families and trickle down into the economy. Because if you give away everything for free, then the economy doesn't run. It just isn't built that way. But we do want to serve. So we've done Coffee with a Counselor on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's free, Facebook Live on Amy Wine Counseling Facebook page. And we have some low-cost groups that are going to be starting online. We've moved completely to telehealth, trying to social distance, but also protect our counselors. Yeah, it was a huge financial hit. But to me, my counselor's well-being and my client's well-being and their safety is more important than that at this point. We are going to start doing things for first responders because their mental health is taking a huge toll. But how can you, sitting in your house, handle all of this, all the financial worries, all of the worries you're now having to school your kids at home, not being able to leave, fighting amongst the house, husbands and wives now working from home? Everybody's coming back in the house. They are saying domestic violence is going through the roof. That breaks my heart. So I know in my house, tensions have been up and down, up and down, up and down. I self-profess, I usually work from home a couple days a week so that I can get these recordings done and work on the online biz and do all these other things. But I'm going to tell you, I have flipped that because they were driving me crazy in my own house. With my husband home and his conference calls that go on all day long and him talking and not this, I have to have quiet. Plus, I can't record with all that going on. I've got kids playing Xbox thinking they should still have friends and arguing. I have got daughter home from college trying to figure out how to do her classes while this other stuff is happening. And y'all, it's draining. It's exhausting. I get it. I have had to make adjustments. And luckily, I have the space to do that. Most people don't. Okay, let's talk about that. Everything in your life has been upended. We've got to start working towards a plan for the new norm. So even if it's a short-term plan, think about it. What is in your circle of control? Write down a big circle on a piece of paper. Everything that you can control, put inside the circle. You can control what you eat. You can control when you eat. You can control your emotions. You can control how much news you're taking in your life. You can control how you speak to people. You can control your exercise. You can control cleaning the house. You can control all of these things. Now, outside the circle, I want you to put all the things you are worrying about or doing that you cannot control. You cannot control employers. You cannot control the virus. You cannot control whether there's toilet paper at the store. You cannot control all of these external things. Now that you've got them there, every time you find yourself outside your circle of control, I want you to pull it back in and get back in it and tell yourself, stop, cancel, cancel, can't control that. What can I control instead? And then tell yourself that. Stop, cancel, cancel. What can I control? So for instance, let's say you got the news on just going in the background and you realize all of a sudden your anxiety, you may be doing laundry, but your anxiety is going up. Well, it could be because all of that, even though you're not sitting there physically listening to it, is still going in your brain. It's sinking into your body. It's sinking into your subconscious. So stop, cancel, cancel. I cannot control what's coming into the TV. I can control turning it off. Go turn it off. I can control healing spa music playing through my speakers in my house. Instead, let that sink into the subconscious of yourself, your family, your kids. You're going to see a huge difference just with that turnaround, right? You can't control the schools and what they're giving you versus not giving you. And I'm going to tell you this. Not everybody's going to agree with me, but do not stress about homeschooling your children. They're going to be fine. Even if they have zero school between now and August, they're still going to be fine. Don't make it a fight in your house. Read with them. Have them read. Do fun activities. But do not sit there and stress about having to become teacher and lesson plans and action and all of these things. If that's within your bandwidth, great. Go for it. But if it's not, don't add that. Because everything is being added to you right now. There's never been a time where everything has been upended, reset, resetting, re-stressing, and it's all hitting you at once. Sickness, financial, children, relationships, community, no toilet paper. I mean, come on, people. It's so much. Do not feel like you have to have superpowers to handle it all. Go into your circle of control. That's all I'm going to ask you to do. Now, this is where you're going to need to practice self-soothing. What calms you down? If you don't know, now is the time to sit, reflect, and find out because you're going to need it more than ever. For me, that's spa music. Ocean sounds. Man, I could bring the beach to my house with that. Closing my eyes, visualizing it. Sitting with God every morning. Doing a Bible study. Even a 5-minute, 10-minute devotional. Taking a bubble bath, right? Taking a walk. All of those things are what calms me down. Reading. I read romance novels because I don't have to think about them. Like, there's nothing there, but it distracts me enough to calm down the cortisol and all the anxiety in my body. So that's a go-to. There's lots of things, and they're different for everyone, but you need to know what they are in your calm times so you can pull from them in your anxious times. It is likely that if there's one breadwinner in your family, or even if it's two of you, it doesn't matter, that the stress of your job and whether you're going to keep it or not, or simply working from home, is going to be at the front of your brain 24/7. You're going to worry about how to provide for your children. You're going to worry about what's going to happen. But you cannot control that. But you can make a financial plan. Now is the time. If you've never had a budget, it's the time to implement one. If you have one, it's the time to review it. Cut everything that is not essential immediately will give you a sense of freedom. You can add it back in. But right now is time to take a look at the spending that you've been doing and reset all of that to give yourself back some freedom in your ability to breathe and calm down during this time. The energy you are projecting to your family, to your kids, to your siblings, to your mom and dad, to your extended family, to your coworkers over the internet, the energy, the vibe that you are projecting in your marriage is going to have an impact on everything. So what are you putting out there, people? Are you putting out anxiety, worries, stress, anger, frustration? Or are you putting out there, I can only control this, I'm going to save my worries for later, and I'm going to find peace in this crazy. I'm going to put on the music to help me find it. I'm going to self-soothe. I'm going to take care of myself. Y'all, we've been given back the gift of time. We have time. Even those of you that are like, no, my job's still going on, I don't have time. No, you do, because you aren't commuting. You aren't doing a whole lot of other things. You're not taking the kids anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You've been given back some time. What are you doing with it? What energy and what vibe are you putting out there to the world or even just yourself? Having extraordinary relationships. Let's talk marriage. Having an extraordinary marriage takes work. Sometimes we think it shouldn't, that it should just come easy to us. That isn't accurate. It's not true. For most people, it does take work because we are two different people and we change over time. What vibe and energy are you giving your spouse? You have time right now to focus positive energy back into the marriage, even if you haven't had it for a really long time. Because honestly, at the end of life, you're not looking or talking about your job or the things that you wish you'd bought. You're talking about the people you wish you'd have built a better relationship with. You're talking about the people you wish you would have spent more time with. You're talking about the time that you wish you would have invested with those that you love the most. That is the depth of what you're looking on at the end of your life, your relationships, your connection with others is going to be your greatest achievement that's going to take you right on home. So what are you doing now? So at the end of your life, you're not looking back with regret. You cannot just go through the motions with a person that you said I love you to 5 years ago, a person that you physically touched 2 years ago. It's not okay. Yeah, we hurt each other. We cannot control that, but you can control the energy that you are projecting to your marriage, to your relationship, to your children. What are you projecting? You need to have the knowledge and awareness of your energy projection. You need to have the discipline to not do the things that you've done before, to change them. Get joyous about your effort to change them. Your environment. Reset your environment. If it's high stress, crazy conflict, kids bickering, you and your spouse bickering, reset it. Your spouse, your kids, they need you more than ever right now to set the tone. And if you're seeing anxiety in your kids, chances are it's coming straight from the top. I'm going to be really real with that. Kids learn what they hear and what they see. And if you have kids that are prone to anxiety, look what you're projecting first. And if not much is there, fine. Do you have the TV on 24/7? Are they watching the news? Turn it off. You can get the news on your phone. And I highly encourage you right now, set a time during your day where you check in, maybe morning, noon, and evening for the news if you need to know what's going on. Chances are somebody in your life's going to tell you anyway without you even watching it. If it's important, take it out. Quit putting it into your brain. It is all something that you can retrain in your brain. And start finding the positive, the good energy vibes, all of the meaning of life, love, happiness. It's sitting right in front of you. Even if you think you can't find it, if you look hard enough, I guarantee you it's there. So step out of this negative cycle that you're in. Pull out. I don't care if you have 99 things negative, you find the one positive, and that's where your focus goes. Because if your focus is going intentionally towards positive, the negative cannot survive. It cannot live in that. You're going to find a better you, and you're going to go into your relationships, your work, yourself better, more positive. Come on, guys. You've got this. Lift yourself back up and start focusing on what you can control. Then you're going to have the space to put the positive energy out there. You got this. Go find it. Right now, we have Coffee with the Counselors Tuesday, Thursdays live on the Amy Wine Counseling Facebook page. We will be putting out more blog posts. So go to amywinecounseling.com and sign up for the blog there. Also at amywine.com, sign up for the blog there. You've got this podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram because we will post everything we do. We will be putting out small groups for very low cost to help people through this crisis, for first responders. Help us get the word out. If you're on our social media, we have two, Amy Wine Counseling and The Amy Wine on Facebook and Instagram, both. If you'd share our posts, we'd really appreciate you helping us get the word out. And write us a message. Tell us what you want to hear on the podcast because we are here for you. We're also working on a couples workshop for handling things during the crisis. So as soon as that's out, it'll be posted on our Facebook and Instagram. And you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be like a 90-minute workshop live. You are going to not want to miss it. It's going to help you take all of these tidbits I gave you today, but create an action and step-by-step plan. So until next time, I hope you have a marriage on fire and a great day.
Up our episode for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show just so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. I read each and every one of them. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this podcast episode at www.amywine.com/podcast. Don't forget to tag me on Instagram at TheAmyWine and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I will see you here again next week on Marriage on Fire.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.